Champaign-Urbana health experts are recommending residents get the new COVID-19 bivalent booster. The bivalent vaccine protects against both the original strain of the virus and the recent Omicron variant. Christopher Brook is a virologist and vaccine expert at the University of Illinois. He says these boosters specifically target newer strains of the virus.
That's what is the huge benefit of the new bivalent booster, is that it also targets these newer viruses. So it's going to elicit an immune response that better recognizes the viruses that we're actually seeing now. So it should be more protective.
Oase Vade is the director of the McKinley Health Center. He says the effects of long COVID are still being studied.
We do know that these vaccines and boosters protect you against some of the long-term harmful effects of COVID.
The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District offers appointments for the bivalent booster for people ages 12 and up. For more information, visit c-uphd.org. Students at the University of Illinois say they're feeling hopeful about the new bivalent COVID-19 booster shot. It offers protection against the Omicron variant. Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb has more.
The bivalent vaccine became available to students last week, with McKinley Health Center offering student-only appointments for the booster. Many students say they want to get the booster once it becomes more accessible. Christina Serrano is a junior in interdisciplinary health sciences at the U of I.
I'm definitely excited that it's out. Hopefully it brings like a new sense of protection for everybody and we can all be sort of healthy again.
Joshua Koch, a junior in mechanical engineering, says he wants to get the booster as soon as he can.
I mean, I feel like it's good to keep people safe, first of all, and I don't want to expose people.
Director of McKinley Health Center, Oase Vade, says he recommends getting the booster to reduce the effects of the Omicron variant and long-term COVID-19. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
For more information on the latest booster, visit c-uphd.org.